ハロー、 This is 琉球遠藤ズプライムダルマトーク for your fortune development with a wish for our people in the world live a life more creatively and happily. I would like to broadcast this Dharma talk. In one previous Dharma talk, I have talked aboutone of the two aspects of the universe, and it was about the aspect of the emptiness. And I said the emptiness doesn't mean nothing exists. It means that there's no duration beyond the comparison. Anyway, emptiness is another word is.Infinite creation. However, no matter at all, there's only the principle of the universe exists. The principle of the cause and effect, which is the all existence of the universe, are connected to each other, organically connected to each other.And connectedly moving at the same time. So the other aspect of the universe is that universe is made of the absolute image. What is absolute image? Well, if we hear the word image, it's always duration.There's a person who imagines, and there's an object that be imagined and created the image, the visualization. So we human beings only know that the image is only the duality image. When the Buddhism used the word absolute, it means that non-duality, non-duration, no comparison. And we usually never imagine, well, I use the word imagine here too, that there is an absolute imagination exist. But there is. Well, in the teaching of the imagery Amitayu Sutra,another name is a Meditation Sutra. One of the main Mahayana Buddhism, Sutra of the Mahayana Buddhism. It says, when you visualize Buddha, when you imagine Buddha, the heart you imagine is a Buddha. And wisdom ocean of the great spirit of the universe are produced from the imagination ofvisualizing Buddha, and teaches how to visualize Buddha, and to imagine and create image by visualization. Well, in this practice, there is a duality, because there's a practitioner who visualizes image, and there's a Buddha.That created by the image of Buddha that created by the visualization. But when I say absolute image, it's nothing to do with such a duality. When the image of the Buddha appears, presence in front of you, separation of your existence and the world is not clear, no longer clear. And if you don't know if you're visualizing the image of Buddha or you are just inside of the Buddha image, it's not clear. It could be like you are inside of the Buddha image and Buddha image is in your heart, it's one or the other or both, or doesn't know. Because it doesn't happen on purpose. It just happens not from your side. It just happens by the great spirit of the universe. The great spirit of the universe, the way the great spirit of the universe presents in front of the people, for the Buddhist, it creates the image of the Buddha. And with this image unified with the practitioner. I don't know if you can say the word practitioner, because it doesn't happen when during the chanting or something. It just happens sometimes. Nothing to do with the practice. Well, I think for the Christians, the great spirit of the universe will create the image of Jesus and unify with them. Anyway, what happens is that you are inside of the Buddha image, and Buddha image is inside of your heart. Well, Jesus said something similar. I'm in God and God is in me. Based on this sensation, the matter are no longer matter for you. It seems like solid, the matter is solid, soft or hard or whatever, but it's all the spirit. It's all appearance of the great spirit, it's appearance of the absolute image of the great spirit of the universe. And the heart as well. Heart is also the part of the absolute image of the great spirit of the universe. Heart and matters, both are the spirit. Both are two coins of the one. That is the absolute image of the great spirit of the universe. Then you will realize that what are you looking as a phenomenon? What's happening in front of you is a past. It's all result of all karmic relation appeared in front of you, either good or bad. It's just, this is like the train, and you're sitting in the back and you're looking at the window. And this train, by the way, this train has no window in front. You can only see the back. Just everything just passing and disappearing. It's a result of what track you have chosen. But interestingly, human being thinks but something happening in front of you, it continues forever. If it's bad, this bad situation continues forever. If it's good, all this good situation continues forever. But everything just pass. All you need is choose the right track by taking the landscape you're looking, all the scene you're looking as a study. Just determine that you won't choose a track that you have to shame to the great spirit of the universe, and do the right thing as a human being. And imagine, visualize all the good future for yourself and others. Well, you can do mainly yours. So, as I said, the one aspect of this universe is an absolute image. The universe, the world is created by absolute image of the great spirit of the universe. And we have given the same ability as the great spirit of the universe. What is that ability? It is create a life, create a future, create a phenomenon by our image, the visualization. The world itself is the absolute image of the great spirit of the universe. So as our life, and we have the same ability as the great spirit of the universe. So you know what to do. Just keep visualizing and it will happen. And choose the right track. Then you will start seeing the from the window. The nice, wonderful landscape, wonderful scene. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken to the that the universe is the absolute image of the great spirit of the universe and awaken to the that ability of that we have the same ability as great spirit of the universe that we can visualize and create our future and make the life and future brighter. May your life be the brighter.